Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chulin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So we spoke about four very special times during the year. Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. In the previous Mishnah we learned that if you sell the mother, and then you sell the baby, you have to tell the person that the mother was sold that day because there's a strong likelihood. We also understand that from the person who bought the mother that he's going to shecht it that day. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaita Masechtes Chulin, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalid. Talking about these four times during the year. Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Baba Prakamela, during these four time periods, Mashchiten Es HaTabach Balkarchai. Technically, the word Tabach means a butcher. Now, usually a butcher doesn't shecht, so we're talking to a Shaychit. Or a butcher working together with a shaychet, but whatever the case may be, let me tell you how things used to work when it comes to meat. Today, meat sits in a freezer, so this is not a problem. But in the times of the Mishnah, if I want to buy meat, didn't just I'm walking to the butcher and take meat off the shelf. It wasn't packed, shrink-wrapped in those plastics. I would go over to the butcher. The butcher would say, okay, give me money. I have a shar, I'm not ready to shecht the shar yet. I'm not going to shecht the whole shar because you're ordering a pound of meat. You give me the money, and when I'll have enough to be able to sell the entire shar, I'll shecht and give everyone the meat that they ordered. So you have to pre-order your meat. Sometimes a person would come to the butcher or the shaychet and say, no, I want my meat. He's going to say, I'm sorry. Still not ready to shecht the shar yet. I don't have enough buyers. But during these four time periods, we say, no, you have to shecht. Barba prakim elu, during these four time periods, mashchiten es hatavach bal karchai. We've discussed this many times. When there's a mem at the beginning of a word, and it's not part of the shayrish, it means we project, we ask someone to do something. Mashchiten, we're going to ask the shaychet to shecht, whether he likes it or not. As long as the people paid for it already. Afilu shar shava elef dinarim. Even if we have a shar that's worth 1,000 dinar. Ve'en le lekeach el a dinar. And one person ordered a dinar worth of meat. So the man says, what? I should shecht for your dinner. What do I do with the other 999? Too bad. Sometimes a business has to work, so you have to take the loss. Koyfen I say lishchet. We force him to shecht the shar to give this person the dinner basar that he ordered. Are you goyrim a hefsid? So look, when you take money to sell, you have a responsibility. What happens if someone rents out a hotel for a Shabbos? He has to rent 100 rooms. Only one person buys the room. Came to rent a room. He has to provide the service. Either the hotel says you have to pay for all the rooms. There are many things like that. So normally we have rachmanis on this shaychet. But if you want to be a shaychet, certain things we have to demand of. Comes before Yom Tov, a person bought meat, he has a right to get his meat. Hopefully you'll find buyers for the other parts of the animal as well. Now our basis for doing this is, look, he paid for it already. So the one dinner of meat in this animal belongs to the buyer. He has a right to take it. Really? I'm sure many of you remember from Masechtas Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and so many other places in Shas. Money alone doesn't make it mine. If I buy something just by giving money, it's not mine until I do a kinyan. Whether it's Hagbah or Meshicha, I just gave money here. So why are we saying to the butcher, he has to give me my meat? Zakta Batanur. And perhaps you remember this as well. Min HaTorah, when you give money for something, it's yours. Chazal were mesakein, that it shouldn't be yours until you actually do a kinyan. Because what would happen is, let's say, a person has a bunch of wheat in his attic. I give him money to buy it. That night there's a fire. He's not going to try to save it. It's not mine anyway. I come to him, I want to pick up my wheat. I paid for it. Huh? Your wheat burnt. Too bad. So memela chazal were mesakein atakana, that the seller's not going to be able to say too bad. Until the person does a kinyan, it's not his. But in this case, being that we need meat for Yom Tov, we're going to look at the deuraisa and min ha-toyra. When a person gives money, it's his. Now, sometimes this may work to the benefit of the butcher or the shaychet. We're saying that he can claim, Yantif, I want my meat. I can't wait till you have other buyers. Lefikach, therefore, im mes, if the animal dies, mes lekeach. It's the buyer's loss. It was your meat in an animal that died. He can't say, I never got my meat. Give it to me from a different animal. Can't have it both ways. If we're going to say your money is kainit, so it's the same as your wheat was burnt in the aliyah. It's not the seller's problem if the animal dies. Avul but, says the Mishnah Vayter B'Shar, you might say Shana besides these four times, Einakin. It's not that way. We don't force the Sheikh of the Sheikh the Behema. I, that person paid already? Okay, so he paid. It's not his until he actually does Mashiach. As long as he didn't pull it over to him, or according to the halachis of Mashiach, then the butcher or the Sheikh has a right to say, no, no, here, take your money back. Lefikach, therefore, now it could backfire on the seller, because in mes, if the shar dies, mes lemoicher. It died on the seller. In other words, the seller is going to tie in, it was your meat that died in the animal, I'm sorry. And the buyer is going to tie in, I couldn't force you to shecht it, because it's not mine until Mashiach. So if it's not mine, then it's your responsibility, it's your animal that died. You still have to provide my meat. Okay, let's do our Chazara on Mishnah Dalet. Din Torah, you give someone money, let's say you buy a bicycle, you give him money, even though you don't have the bicycle yet, it's your bicycle. And if a ganav steals that bicycle at night, it's the buyer's problem. But Chazal were mesaken that metaltalin don't belong to the buyer unless he lifts it or does Mashiach. Something that you don't normally lift, like a cow, the kinyan is Mashiach. Only after you do Mashiach, only after you would pull the bicycle over to yourself or lift it, even if you didn't give the money yet, only then does the bicycle belong to the one who bought it. Chazal made this takana because we want to give an incentive for the seller to make sure he protects it until the person actually receives the merchandise. If the halacha was, I give you money and the bicycle is mine, and the bicycle is still in the seller's garage, and here's a ganav coming in the middle of the night. All right, I'm not going to try to fight off the ganav for someone else's bicycle. Yeah, but if I'm going to have to give him his money back, I'm going to go make sure that ganav gets out of the garage. Now, if someone purchases meat during one of the four times of the year, Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos or Erev Rosh Hashanah, so Chazal said, no, here money is kaina. And therefore, let's say a butcher had a big shor that was worth a lot of money, and the lekeach had only one piece of meat there. Butcher had a big shor worth 1,000 dinarim, and lekeach bought one dinar worth of meat. The understanding is when you shecht it, you'll give me my meat. Right now, he doesn't have enough people to sell all the meat to from this shor. He doesn't want to shecht it yet. But during one of these four times, we force him to shecht it. That person paid his dinner for the meat. You took the money. You were taking a chance. Now you have to provide that meat. He may lose out. Too bad. It's one of the chances a businessman takes. Now, if the shor dies, now the lekeach is in trouble. He can't say, oh, it was your shor that died. So that meat, that'll belong to you. I didn't get it yet. Give me different meat. No, no, no. You paid for it. It was your meat that died in that shor. He doesn't have to pay for it. But during the rest of the year, not during these four times, even though the person gave money, we don't say it belongs to the buyer. And you can't force the Sheikh of the Sheikh until he feels he has enough customers for the entire shor. But the downside for the seller is going to be that if the animal dies, it's his responsibility. He can't say, well, it's your meat that died. If we're saying it doesn't belong to the buyer until he does a kinyan, so it was yours. You have to pay for it. Interesting halacha. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. Some say if you give money to buy wine on Erev Shabbos, some say there too, Chazal said that the money is what's kind of it. That's another case where Chazal did not institute the takana, that the buyer is not kaina it until he does a kinyan.